Let's catch up with Trudy Fletcher from Brookwood. Morning, Trudy.
Good morning, John. Nice to hear that you're all in the Christmas spirit there.
Very much so. In fact, I'm sat in a studio with tinsel around the microphones, and of course, my microphone's got gold tinsel on it, you know.
Well, you are a shining star, John. Why not?
Yeah. Well, as are you in the Brookwood community. So, how have you been then, Trudy?
Yeah, it's been a busy week. Yeah, lots been going on. We've had the Christmas tree light up down at Brookwood Club, where we managed to get lots of people to give us lots of cash, which was really, really lovely. Been down to Care Fertility to pick up parcels from there. They're in the Woking Hospice old building.
Yep.
Where else have we been? We've been to Bid Construction down at Cemetery Pales. They come on board with us about 4 or 5 years ago as well, and they are amazing. We went there on Monday to collect, well, I thought just a couple of boxes. There was literally so many boxes. I had them in the back seat, had them on the front seat, had them absolutely everywhere. And one of the guys that was helping bring all these boxes out, I said to him, you know, thank you so much, this is amazing. And you know what really touched me was he just stood there and he just went, do you know what? It was such a good feel factor doing all the shopping for you guys. Just well done. It's just brilliant. And that sort of stopped me in my tracks.
Makes it worthwhile,
and
doesn't
I was just it? Like, yeah. But it is true, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you're actually doing a bit of shopping for a good cause, you can really get those endorphins going because you get a real good feel factor for helping someone else out.
Yeah, you feel good. And I think this is the true spirit of Christmas, isn't it? You know, giving to help people and helping people in need in your community. That's kind of in a way what Christmas is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, and for us, that's why we say, you know, we don't necessarily want your cash, but if you can do some food shopping. And it's really impressive when people give you a bag of food because they feel like they're actually giving you something, whereas £5 obviously is still £5, but actually when someone is giving you a big bag of shopping, you can see the smile on their face. It's just like, I'm giving you a bag of shopping to help others. And it does make a massive difference.
So Trudy, you've reached the sort of the official, I don't know, the official sort of cut-off date, I guess. That was last Friday. I know sort of the Just Giving page is still there and you're still kind of taking donations and stuff. But you've done really well with fundraising. How's that been going for you this year?
Yeah, I just didn't expect this year, because of obviously the cost of living crisis, I thought, you know, we would be really lucky if we managed to scrape in £500. But surprisingly, we beat last year's target, and I just didn't think that would be possible. We've still got funds coming in at the moment, and we've still got food parcels being delivered. We beat last year's donations by £100, which doesn't sound a lot, but actually I think it's a massive achievement, because I really didn't expect to get £3,300 this year. Really didn't expect
that
at all.
That's amazing, the cost of living, and you know, you said you thought you'd be lucky to get, you know, £500, and actually, you know, the community never ceases to amaze you in Brookwood.
No, and the donations are definitely down. You know, we noticed people, I think I said last week, people that are regular donors, they were £5-10 under what they would normally donate. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm really pleased they've donated, but you can really see the slide in how much people are giving this year. So, and as I say, to get that sort of money, it sort of blew my mind a little bit, and I thought, well, do you know, that's going to buy a whole heap of food, so I'm very impressed with
that. Yes, and we were saying as well last week about, you know, the things that the food bank are asking for and the things that are in demand, and it's things you wouldn't necessarily think about, and those real kind of essentials. I mean, was it baby milk and things like that we were talking about last week?
It was baby milk and baby food, and in all the years we've been doing this, and I think this is our 9th year this year, I have never seen a shout out for baby food. So that was a real surprise this year, and a bit of a gut wrench, to be honest, because, you know, if people are struggling straight away, that's not great, is it? So, but we were lucky this year. You know, we had a huge amount of donations come in, food parcels as well. We were slightly down on food parcels, but, you know, overall, I was very impressed with what we got.
Yeah.
So, and we had a call out for the food bank, because this time of the year, they also like to, for their service users, provide a little bit extra for Christmas. So we went on a mad hunt, you know, looking for Pringles and hot chocolate and chocolate bars and that kind kind of stuff. So we delivered all of that on Monday, a huge, massive car load full of Pringles. And weirdly enough, Darren was actually out doing some of the shopping, and it's surprising a gentleman from the public just sort of stopped him and sort of like, you know, do you have a bit of a thing for Pringles? Because he had a trolley full of all the different varieties of Pringles. And, you know, Darren sort of mentioned to him, well, actually, it's for a food bank. And what surprised me was the gentleman's response. He said, well, a bit of a luxury item, and sort of Darren said, you know, it made me go, whoa, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
So, you know, Darren then explained what we were doing, and the guy apologised at the end of the conversation.
Well,
said, I'm really sorry, you know, why shouldn't people visiting the food bank have a little bit of a luxury item? I'm really, really sorry. He
exactly.
didn't offer to pay for the shopping, which was a bit of a shame, but...
But there you go, that's through those conversations and that interaction with people, you know, they may have those kind of ideas about, oh, you know, why are you giving crisps to a food bank, a luxury item? But then, you know, you have those conversations, that kind of changes perceptions, so that's important, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, even if we've changed the perception of one person along this journey this year, that's one person more. So I'm quite staggered by, you know, the response from the guy initially, but obviously toward the end of the conversation, once Darren had explained what he was doing. But it is funny. People are funny, aren't they? You know, like I've said before, like during the pandemic when we were out shopping, people got really, really stroppy with us when we had a couple of trolley loads full of variety of items. But it is about educating people, and that's hard.
Yeah, I know that Alison Buckland, who you know very well from the food bank, she's been in the News and Mail recently saying that, you know, demand is steady compared to this time last year, but they provided almost 2,300 food parcels this year, those sort of figures.
It's a staggering amount, isn't it? And the thing is, it's not getting any better. It's getting gradually worse and worse. And the fact that, you know, people that are now visiting the food bank are where you've got mum and dad that are both out working full time, and they're struggling as well. So that's even sadder, isn't it, really?
It is. I know 10 years of a working food bank, and I was reading that they had their van vandalised a few weeks ago. I mean, that's shocking to read.
Goodness me. When does it stop?
I know.
It's just like, for goodness sake, we're here trying to help people in the local community, and yet there's always someone out there that doesn't like that idea, so which is really sad, but yeah, you know, what can you do?
Well, yes, it's just it's one of those really you don't have no real answers to why people do things like that, but I know I believe the food bank alongside the Lighthouse, they're going to be moving, so there's some redevelopment going on, so that's going to be interesting 2024 for the food bank and Tina.
Watch this space for news along the way, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So the food bank, your food bank campaign, officially we've got the sort of the end date, but you're still, you know, taking donations. If people want to put a last minute donation in, you can still do that, can they? Or
unfortunately the fundraising page has closed. I'm not quite sure what I did, but
it's
closed. I went into the other day and I was like, oh my god, it's closed. But you can still drop donations to some of our drop-off points, which are in the Brookwood Village, so right opposite the train station. So that's Brookwood Club, which is open from 5:30 to 11 p.m. and then the Baker's Post Office, which is open from 8 a.m. till 5:30. So there's plenty of options, and they're happy to take cash donations as well. So
Sounds good.
We've got both ends covered.
That's good. And in terms of what people can donate, remind us, is that non-perishable, you know, stuff that's not going to go off. You know, we need fresh food donated.
And there is still, I had a brief look this morning, there is still a shout out there for baby stuff as well. So baby milk, nappies, size 7. Lunchbox snacks for the little ones that, you know, obviously bearing in mind Christmas is coming up.
Yep.
So those children that get free school meals are no longer going to have those free school meals at school. So that's makes it a little bit harder for when they're at home as well. So if we can just get a few more bits in for lunchbox for the kids, that would be amazing.
Yep, just, we can all do our bit, and it's going to make a huge difference to people in the run-up to Christmas. Well, Trudy, you know, well done for what you do, and it's always inspirational talking to you and hearing what the Brookwood community are getting up to. And just want to wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as well.
Yeah, thank you, John. But I always say to everyone, you know, yes, I'm at the helm of it, but it would be nothing
without
all of our donors. So massive thanks to everyone that has taken part this year. You know, your £1 goes a long way, and it's there to help others that are in dire need. So, but thank you also, John, for the airtime. I know I talk a lot, so I'm just going to shut up now. Wish everyone a very, very festive time of the year.
Absolutely. So, yeah, stick your Christmas jumper on, stick your Christmas songs on, and, yeah, not long till Christmas. Thank you, Trudy. Have a good rest of your day as well, and always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. John. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye, Trudy. Trudy from Brookwood there. The Brookwood community doing amazing things to help the Working Food Bank in the run-up to Christmas. 19 minutes past 8 o'clock.